The Mishnah Lamed Vav Amir Aleph lists off all of these mitzvahs that are in connection with Karbanos that they only apply to men, they don't apply to women. The smich and the tenufa goes on the bala korban, and all the others go on the kohani. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why do you need a pasuk? Every line in the Gemara they have a pasuk, but it doesn't apply to women. We know it doesn't apply to women because there's a pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, the Yom Tzavos Alahakras Karbanayim. Tosis quotes Vayikra Zayin, the Yom Tzavos Alahakramanayim. The all avodas hakarbanos have to be done by them. It's not exactly all the Haktoris Emurim is good balaylo, and Nisach Hayayin is good balaylo. Means the dalar avodas hadam, shchita kabbalah halacha zrike, and the dalar avodas of the mincha that is parallel to the dalar avodas hadam. It's a long, long Rashi in Soita, beginning of the second parak. Rashi explains how the dalar avodas by a mincha parallel to the dalar avodas hadam. So that pasuk goes on the dalar avodas. Man tzavos la'akrivus karbanayim. All the avodas have to be done by yom. So all the avodas are mitzvah says shas man gram. So women are putter. Yeah, so Tosfos says women are putter. But if a woman wants to volunteer to shekel lulav, we say she may, and she gets schar. Just machlekes, but she gets more schar or less schar. God alham tzuvayes, mishenim tzuvayes. So we pass, and she gets less schar. There was one opinion she gets more schar, but I'll call panim l'choladeis. There is a kiyum. So that's what Tosfos says. One might have thought that even though women are putter because it's his man grama, but still if they volunteer to do it, so there is a kiyum. So I would have thought that it's a kosher carbon. So I need a pasuk each step of the way to tell me that the korban is pasul, that the pasul is even b'dieved. Yeah. So according to what, well, when we learned the Tosfos on Chof Tes Amar Aleph, the famous Tosfos, B'yam Tzav Oso, what's the pasuk there? Oso v'lo Oso, that, where was the pasuk? That the mother is not mechuyev milas habein, so the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, Kashetiva Hashem Oso, Kashetiva Oso Elokim. On the second wide line on Chof Tes Amar Aleph, the Gemara learns that Kashetiva Oso Elokim Oso Lo Oso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzave the mother. Sorry, Imein. Only Avraham Avinu was mechuyev to be mal his son. So Tosfos says, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that the mother is pater? It's a mitzvah says Shazman Grav. We would have known that the mother is pater anyway. You can't say that the pasuk tells me that the woman is puzzled to be mal. That's a machlokes in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chavov, where the women are puzzled to do mila. Let's say a woman does a bris mila. Is it possible to be evident or not? Around 10 years ago, the mila board, the New York Board of Rabbis, approved, I think, 8 women to be mohalos. It's a conservative group. So in Shulchan Aruch it says we pass in that the b'shas atrak. We pass in the ikar adin. A woman is k'sher alomo. Machlokes in the Gemara. And Machlek the Rishonim had a fasting. So Tosfos asks, isn't it a mitzvah says the Shas Magam? So when we learned that Tosfos, I said over there, Rav Soloveitchik said, he was inspired to say this pshat when he read the Shagazari. So the Shagazari said something. Usually it's when the Shagazari said something else. But this is what Rav Soloveitchik understood when he read the Shagazari. That it's only called the Zman Grama if Zman plays a role in the Chiyuv. But the chiyuv to be mal the baby, or the chiyuv, let's say, to bring a korban to do all the different avodas, the chiyuv is there by yom balayla. The yom is a din b'yom tzavoso. The hakru is korban is a din of the kiyum. The kiyum mitzvah is restricted only to bayom and not balayla. But the chiyuv is bayom or balayla. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah balayla. So the etching thought that that's not called as magram. But this Tosfos on lamed vav is lishitasim achav tes. They held and that's also called magram. Whatever the Shagazari answer, Nadav Chav Tes will be the same answer over here in this place. Okay. So yesterday we started the mitzvah, the Mishnah, and Lamed Vav on the base that if you have a mitzvah, Afluya Boris, the agricultural mitzvahs, they only apply in Eretz Yisrael with the three exceptions, two or three exceptions of Orla and Klayim, and possibly Chodosh. So Tosfos quotes the Kasha from Yerushalmi, why doesn't the Mishnah say that challah is noig b'chutz l'aretz? Challah is noig b'chutz l'aretz is only midirabbanan. That's not minatar. Challah minatar is only in Eretz Yisrael. So nonetheless, Yerushalmi asked the kasha, it should say in the Mishnah. So Tosfos asks, so Yerushalmi answers that the Mishnah is only listing off dinim that apply even by nochrim. Challah depends who does the isa belong to. If the Isa belongs to a Nachri, there's no Chiyuv Chala. If the Isa belongs to a Jew, then there's a Chiyuv Chala. If it belongs to a Nachri, there's no Chiyuv Chala. So Tosfos says in Sif, and that Yerushalmi, that Chodesh is Noeg B'Shal Nachri. That's the top few lines on Lamed Zayinim and Aleph. The Chodesh is Noeg B'Shal Nachri, because the Mishnah lists off Rav Lezer Eme Af HaChodesh. The Chodesh applies to Chutz Lorenz. And the Yerushalmi says the Mishnah is only listing off Dinim, agriculture mitzvahs that apply, whether it's owned by a Jew or owned by a non-Jew. So you see the fairest that Yesh Orla B'Shal Nachrim, Yesh Kalayim B'Shal Nachrim, and Yesh Chodesh B'Shal Nachrim. This thesis
means it belongs to a Nachri and the Jew got it? Or
right. The field belongs to a Nachri. Let's say in America, all the farms in the Midwest and the West, all the farms are belong to, let's say, I don't know, maybe some belong to Jews. But those that belong to Nachrim, does the prohibition of Chodesh apply? And then they grind the wheat and they make flour out of it. So do we have to be careful not to eat chadash
from the
goyim? It grew b'shus hanachim. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says that the meaning all over the world is that we're mekel that everybody eats chadash. So why is that? So the Rambam constructs a whole sfeksveikim. Maybe it's really, when you buy a sack of flour, maybe it's really last year's flour, you don't know. And even if this year's flour, maybe it took root before the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. That's what all the Mefarshim ask. That's not a Svek Sveka. That's Shem Echad. Maybe it's last year's flour, maybe it's last year's flour. Whatever took root before Pesach is Yoshem. Whatever took root after Pesach is Chodesh. So how is that a Svek Sveka? It's a Svek Sveka Mishem Echad. Is it Chodesh or is it Yoshem? It's a Pela Dika Ramah. Very Shver Ramah. So the Be'er HaGoyla on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Be'er HaGoyla gives the Mar Mekoymes approximately for every Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Be'er HaGro was a descendant of the Be'er HaGoyla, I think a great-grandson or something. So the Be'er HaGro, when you read the Be'er HaGro, he assumes that you're reading the Be'er HaGoyla first. Because a lot of times the Be'er HaGro will write, the first comment will be Shom. What do you mean? The first comment on the Siman is Shom. Where is Shom? He didn't give any Mar Mekoymes before. Doesn't mean the last Mar Mokim and the previous Siman. Shulchan, I mean Sham, the same place where the Be'er HaGoyla gave you a Tzion. And the first line, so the Vilna Gaon will say, that's where the second line is also. Same Mar Mokim. The Vilna Gaon, the Be'er HaGoyla roughly gives you the Mar Mokim for every Sif, and the Be'er HaGoyla gives you the Mar Mokim for every line and every word. Whenever there's some new nuance, he'll give you the Mar Mokim for everything. So the Be'er HaGoyla writes that we are Mekel on Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz because it grows B'shalachim. That said, doesn't apply. So that's what the Vilna Goyen attacks his great grandfather. A little bit of a violation of Kibbut Avihen. And he says, Yofa Hoysalo Hashtika. He should have kept silent. It's wrong. He says, what his great grandfather wrote is wrong. Because the Tosfos proves the top line, the top five lines in the Tosfos on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, the Hemshech, for the long Tosfos from Lamed Vav and Beis. Tosfos proves from the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah is only listing off things that are noig even b'shalakum. So you see the fairest that Chodesh is noig b'shalakum. It's not correct. Yeah, where did the Be'er HaGoyla get the idea that Chodesh shouldn't apply b'shalakum? So he got it from the Yerushalmi that Tosfos does quote. That the Gemara in the end of Perek HaShalech, in the middle of Gittin, the last two blot of Perek HaShalech, has a machlokes amoraim, where the yesh kinyan enochri lahafkia, is the yesh kinyan enochri b'Eretz Yisrael. Let's say a Jew owns a farm and sells it to a goy. So does it belong to the goy? Of course, yeah, it belongs to the goy. Yesh ken yenoch, Eretz Yisrael. If a Jew owns a farm and he sells it to a goy, it belongs to the goy. But the Gemara has machlokes. Would you say yesh ken yenoch, Eretz Yisrael, hafkia miyat trumas and maisris? If you sell your farm to a goy, does that patur you from the chi of trumas and maisris? Let's say the pears grew by the goy, and then you buy it from the goy. So do you say, since it grew by the goy, there's no chi of trumas and maisris? So no. It grew in Eretz Yisrael. Bottom line, it grew in Eretz Yisrael. So that's not like this. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, we split the psak. In Eretz Yisrael, we're fundamentally, in principle, the Chiyuv Trumas Maisis is their Isa. So we say, Ein Kenyan Enoch of Eretz Yisrael Hafkeh Miyat Trumas Maisis. But in Surya, there's a machlokes in Gittin on Daf Ches, where the Surya, Dovin HaMelech was Kovish Surya, the Gemara calls it a Kibush Yochid. It was not a kibush rab. What exactly does that mean, a kibush yochid? So Rashi translates kibush yochid. He conquered the area. He had a whole army conquering the area, and he kept it for himself. He didn't divide it among all the shvat. Tosfos disagrees, but Rashi, that's not the pirush amilus kibush yochid. Kibush yochid means he conquered Surya without authorization from the Bez Nagadol, and he did wrong. He conquered Surya before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. There's a pasuk Where's the pasuk called Mocham Shatidrach Kafrag Lachem Bo Lachem Desativ? Ekev, beginning of Parshas Ekev, I think. Kol Mocham Shatidrach Kafrag Lachem Bo Lachem Desativ. So Tais is there in Gittin Davches, quotes from the Sifrei, and that Kol Mocham means Chutzlaretz. If the Jewish armies conquer Chutzlaretz and they added on to Eretz Yisrael, so that also becomes Mekudesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's called Aratzas HaNasofas. Not only Eretz Yisrael can be endowed with Kedusha, you can be Mekadosh Chutz Laretz as well. But only by Medvar Mamurim, if you conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, let's say you fill up a cup and you keep on pouring. So if you keep on pouring to the top, it's going to start to overflow. But if you didn't fill up the cup and you're going to pour, it's not going to overflow. So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can overflow to Chutz Laretz, Pashtus Taratzas HaSmuchas Laretz Yisrael. Those that are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say kibush, when you conquer Eretz Yisrael, so you endow it with Kedusha. The kibush has to be with an army, with the killing people. What if you buy, what if the Jewish agency buys up, Sochnut buys up Eretz Yisrael? So it doesn't have to be Davki kibush with the Muhammad killing the enemy. If you buy it, it's also called kibush. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, so I bought a home in Boston, so it's kibush yochid. So there's going to be a shita that has Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. So he said, no, it's only if it's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will overflow. It'll spill over to the Aratzus HaSmuchas Eretz Yisrael. But if they send the Israeli army to America, and he'll buy, if you hold Kibush Yochash Mei Kibush, he'll buy Wyoming, Idaho or something. So it's not contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can't spill over there. So that's what Tosha says. Only if you already were Kibush all of Eretz Yisrael, your Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha can overflow. The Mekadosh Darotzes had no suffice. Kol Mokem Kolos the Rabbis Chutzlaretz and the Mekadosh Chutzlaretz as well. But Dovra Melch was Kavish Suri before he was Kavish all the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos learns that that was the Chisaron. It was Kibush Yochid. He did on his own. He didn't consult the Bezna Gorel. And if they would have been consulted, they would have said that he's doing wrong. He should not have been Mekadosh. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim there, where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush Alav Shmei Kibush. What's the machlokes? In the days of David HaMelech, did Surya ever get a Kedusha deraisa, or was it only a make-believe Kedusha midirabban? So we pass from Kibush Yochid, Alav Shmei Kibush. There's a famous comment that they attribute to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, printed in Pi Hashmo. The Tanoim are arguing whether Kibush Yochid in the days of David HaMelech, was he Mekadosh, did he succeed in being Mekadosh Surya min HaTorah, or only midirabban? Whatever happened in the days of David HaMelech is ancient history. Whatever happened was wiped off at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, because the whole Kedusha Saaretz was Batla. There was an opinion that was not accepted. The Kedusha Vishani was Kitchel Osi Lovet. The Kedusha Vishani was when Yeshua Ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael. Took 7 years to conquer and 7 years to divide. So after the Sheva Shekov, Sheva Shechilko, they endowed all of Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. So there was an opinion that was it, that the Kedusha Vishani was Kitchel Osi Lovet, and Eretz Yisrael retained the Kedusha forever and ever. But we don't accept that opinion. We pass that Kedusha Vishayna was Batla. The Rambam holds Kedusha Vishayna was Batla, only Kedusha Sa'aretz. Kedusha Sa'amigdosh was always Kitcha Las Lav. But we're talking Kedusha Sa'aretz, not Kedusha Sa'amigdosh. So the Kedusha Vishayna was Batla. So the Tanoim lived after the Churban Bais Sheni. So what are they talking about in ancient history when in the days of David HaMelech did it have a Kedusha Deraisa, Kedusha Rabbanan? Whatever it had is gone and forgotten. That was wiped out at the time of Churban Bais Rishon. The question is when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah when the Jews came back. So the Gemara says in a few places, Harbi Kvachim Kov Sheoli Mitzrayim Bela Kov Sheoli Bavel. There are many areas which were endowed with Kedusha the first time around in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Velo Kov Sheoli Bavel. And in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were not Mekadosh them. So what's the story with Surya? Were they Mekadosh it the second time or not? So they should have discussed that. What are they going back to ancient history? All the way back. Whether Kedusha Vishayna was, whether Kedusha David was a Kibush Yochid, is that Shmei Kibush La Shmei Kibush, whatever it was is gone and forgotten. It's a new Shaila now. So that's what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that he explained. The Mekadosh, the first time of Eretz Yisrael was Kibush V'chiluk. That's going to be the whole Gemara here. You have to have the Yishtamos of Yishavtamo. You have to have Kibush V'chiluk. Whatever had Kedusha V'shayna, they Kibush V'chiluk. So we learn now from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, after the Golus Bavel, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. He Tivcha V'hirbucha Mi'avisecha. we will have it better off than our ancestors had. Our ancestors, Avistechon, Loinus Chayavtem, Elolach, Kibish, Mechiluk, that's the Loshan Adi Rishalmi. Our ancestors in the days of Yeshua ben Nun only became mechuyev to observe the agricultural mitzvahs after the 14 years after Kibbutz V'chiluk, because that's what endowed Eretz Yisrael b'Kedusha. But then, and when the Jews returned back from Golus Bavel, the Rambam says there was no kibush, but there were tachas shilton hagoyim till the days of the Chashmonaim. That was deep into the Bayis Sheni. Chashmonaim was something like 200, little over 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. So there was no kibush v'chiluk the second time around. So what was the Mekadosh? So the Rambam invents an expression. He says, chazoket, whatever that means. So the Mekadosh the first time around in the days of Yeshua ben Nun was kibush v'chiluk. The Mekadosh the second time around was chazoket. Based on that pasuk, v'hitivcha dehir b'chol b'yavisech. We're going to have it easier, better off than our ancestors. Avisechem lo nischayivu b'trumas ha'maisos adlacha kibush v'chiluk. Atem miyad nischayavtem. When we came back from Golas Bavel, we became mechuyev right away. Vamedvar mamurim, Sir Abchaim says, any area that had kedusha rishayna, so you can rekindle the kedusha rishayna aydei chazaka. But if it never had a kedusha rishayna, then it's only going to be nischayavtem if you have a kibush v'chiluk. So there was no kibush v'chiluk bebayis sheni. Till the days of the Chashmonaim, there was a kibush, but there was no chiluk. They didn't make a chalukah. They had already made the chalukah before the Chashmonaim established a Jewish government then. So Surya never had a kibush v'chiluk the second time around. It had a chazakah. The Jews moved back to Surya. So if the kedusha b'shaina was their isa, then you can rekindle the kedusha by your virtue of the fact that the Jews moved in. So that's why the Tanoim have an argument whether the chiyuv trumas and maisus in Surya b'zman hazeh, b'zman ha-Tanoim, is it their isa derabbana? What does it depend on? If the kedusha b'shaina that was made by David HaMelech was their isa because kibush yochid shmei kibush, even though it was nizbatla at the time of the churban bayis rishayin, but you can rekindle it by moving, and the Jews moved back after the 7 years ago. The Jews moved back, so it'll have a kedusha same as Eretz Yisrael. You'll rekindle the kedusha by moving back aydei chazaket. But if the kedusha b'shaina was only fake, the kedusha b'shaina was only the rabbanon. That's how we paskin kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. And in the days of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, there was no kibush. And the Chashmonaim came, they made a kibush, but didn't make a chalukah. So there was no mekadosh. So then in the days of the Tanoim, Amoraim, the whole chiyuv trumas and maisos in Surya will only be midrabbanan. So that's how we paskin. That's how the Rambam paskin, that the kibush yochid lashme kibush, the chiyuv Surya from day number one was only make-believe midrabbanan, min atar it's not. So the Gemara says there in the sugya, the end of the Perek HaShaleach, in Eretz is all proper. Tosfos quoted it. In Eretz is all proper. There's a machlokes and we paskin. Yesh kinyan enoch in Eretz is all, but ain't kinyan enoch in hafkiyim yatrumas and maisus. If you sell it to a guy, it doesn't convert it to chutz laretz. It still retains the kedusha laretz and it's still chayv min haTorah and trumas and maisus. But in Surya, where the whole kedusha is only a make believe kedusha midrabanan, so the whole kedusha rests on the fact that it's owned by Jewish people. So if you sell it to a guy, everything is pukah. So the yesh kinyan anochri b'Surya lahafkia, ein kinyan anochri b'Eretz Yisrael lahafkia, but yesh kinyan anochri in Surya to be mafkia, because the whole kedusha of Surya is only midirabbanan. So that's what Tosfos quotes from the that's what the Babli comes to that maskana at the end of Perek HaShaleach. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah has the same difference, the same distinction. That why does the Mishnah only say three mitzvahs that apply in chutz laretz, orla, kelayim, and possibly chodesh? Why doesn't it say chala? So the Yerushalmi says it does say chala because chala doesn't apply if it's bishalakum, and everything else in the Mishnah applies even bishalak. So Tosfos has the question, why doesn't it say trumas and maisus? What's the story with trumas and maisus and chutz laretz? So it's a stir, a different gemara. Some gemara say you achayv, some gemara say you pater. So it's a stir. So Tosfos here says the teretz is, are you chayv in chutz laretz or not? There it says, Barotzas Hasmuchas L'Eretzol Yechayv. Those countries that border on Eretzol Yechayv. And in America, in France, in Germany, so far away from Eretzol, you're not Chayv even with the Rabban. You're only Chayv with the Rabban and Arotzas Muchas. Who says that? The Yerushalmi says that. Yerushalmi. There's a big Tosfos, there's such a gigantic Tosfos like this size in Chulin in the first paragraph. I think it's Vavim, a base, gigantic, going over to Zayin and Aleph. So Tosfos works on this theorem. in the end of the first perek in Beitz also. There's a long Rashbo, a very long Rashbo. He quotes all the stiris in the Gemaras, whether Trumas and Maisis applies to Chutz Laretz or not. So Tesis Derechulin gives a few answers. So one answer is, Dogan Tirish V'yitza, which is their Isa and Eretz Yisrael, so that they introduce in Chutz Laretz. Maisa Yerek, which in Eretz Yisrael is only by the Rabbanim, so that they never introduce in Chutz Laretz. That's one answer. And Tesis has another answer, Oid Yesh Loimar, that Vadai Tevel, in Chutz Laretz, they introduce me the Rabbanim. So if it's only Demai, you're buying from an Amoritz, it's only Demai, and Rav Amoritz Masremein, so they never introduced my B'chutz Lord. Then I think they give the third answer. Then they finally give the fourth answer, the Yerushalmi, Aratz HaSmuchas. The Rambam doesn't give all the other men. The Rambam just quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos, a lot of places, Tosfos, not 100% so bucky with Yerushalmi. So they consider the Yerushalmi like Od Yerushalmi. So now the Teretz. The Rambam, the Yerushalmi is the Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi is absolutely reliable. And Tosfos considers the possibility maybe the Yerushalmi's answer. They find, here they quote also that Yerushalmi. So Baratzos HaSmuchas, you have the din of Trumas HaMaisis Midrabanan, Baratz HaRachaykas, you know. So that's what Tosfos says, Baratzos HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, Dolchi of Trumas HaMaisis Zonim Midrabanan. So if you sell it to a guy in Eretz Yisrael proper, where Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, there was a din of Trumas HaMaisis there, I said, there we paskin, Ein Kinyan Enoch Be'eretz Yisrael, Lafkei Mi'at Trumas HaMaisis. But in Aratzus HaSmuchas, which is only Midirabbanan, so just like the Gemara said in the end of Perek HaShalech by Surya, Surya is only Kibush Yochid, so it's only a make-believe Kedusha Midirabbanan. So if you sell it to a guy, Yesh Kinyan Lafkei. So even Aratzus HaSmuchas, same thing. If you sell it to a guy, so Yesh Kinyan Lafkei. And not only if you sell it to a guy, this is quoted to Yerushalmi, if it's Meshubit to the government to pay taxes. Meshubit to the government to pay taxes, and if you don't pay taxes, the government will confiscate the property. So Shibudim means a Kenya Lachatzoim. Shibudim doesn't only mean that you have certain schusim on the karka. No, it means the karka is connected to you with respect to Gviya Sachar. So that's the Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi. All the karkois and chutz lorets, When the Turks took over, they took what is this is calling? Al Shabo Harovim. There used to be mafish trumas and maisus b'chutz lords by rotsus asmuchas. Al Shabo Harovim. Till the shooters came. Who were the shooters? My rovim. Who were the people who shoot? Miturgamanya. I think the Turks. When the Turks came, they waged the war. So then, you don't have to be mafish trumas and maisus anymore. Why not? What changed? Reish litin tam why? Because mishabot the same lamelach. After the Turks came, so they collect taxes. So shibud nechasim means kinyan lachatzoim. That's what we had the Ritva wrote on Daf Yud Gimel when the Gemara spoke about shibud deraisa. Shibud alav deraisa and Yud Gimel on the base. So the Ritva has that lashon. Shibud nechasim means a kinyan lachatzoim. And the Nesivus has like that nechash mishpat on his own. He didn't have the Ritva. He writes on his own. So shibud nechasim means a kinyan lachatzoim. So the karkois hakenuyim to the goy. So b'chutz la'aretz, where the whole chiv is only the rabban, and the yesh kinyan la'afkia. Yeah, it's interesting. They quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he quoted the Tshuvas HaRosh. You don't need Rav Chaim. Tshuvas HaRosh says, but the Rav Chaim would say over the Tshuvas HaRosh. The old machlokes and the Gemara in the end of the Perek Hashalech, where the yesh kinyan la'ach le'afkia mi'at Tshuvas HaMaisa Sanat, has no application as far as shmita is concerned. There never was a discussion as far as shmita. Why? What's the discussion? Yesh kinyan anochri lahafkia. If you sell a farm in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, is it still subject to the laws of Trumas HaMaisis? What's the shaila if you sell to a goy? Should become chutz laretz? No, it doesn't lose the kedushas haaretz. That was never a topic. There's a strange Rambam that sounds like that, but that's what the Rosh writes. That's not what it means. The Rosh says like this, the Ikem Mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisis is on the farmer, the owner of the farm, has an obligation. Aset Tasez Kaltva Zarecha Ayetzi Asad Shana Shana. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzian, Daf Pei Ches, I think, Pei Ches Anal, Kaltva Zarecha Pratla Lokuach. If I buy papers from someone else's field, the whole Chiv of Trumas HaMaisis is only Bidirabban. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. That's taka true. You buy. How can it be? All the gemaras. You have shopkeepers. They're selling you tevel. It's only the rabbanon. So Tosfos have different opinions. When is it deraisa? When is it rabbanon? But that's clear from the pasuk from the gemara. The ik hechiyav chumas maisis is on the farmer. So that was the gemara's dion. If the owner of the farm is a nochri, and I only mechuyav in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, he's not mechuyav, and it doesn't become tevel unless it's mechuyav chumas maisis. If the owner of the initial chiyav chumas maisis chal on owner of the farm. So the owner of the farm is not Jewish. He's not chayiv. He's not from the Sheva Mitzvah. He's not chayiv to be mafresh truma z'maaseh. So then it became tevel in the first place. So then he's going to sell it to a Jew. He's going to sell the peiros to a Jew. All of a sudden it becomes tevel now? No. But when it grew, it never became tevel because the owner is a nochri. So that was the Gemara's deal. If you have truma z'maaseh with tevel, that starts off with the mitzvah of hafrosha, chalan, and balansod. But shviyas and kilayim starts off as an iser. You're not allowed to do avodah sakak and shnas hashmita. So what are you going to say? Yesh kinyan arachi lahafkir becomes chutz loretz. That was never a havamina. That if you sell a karka to a goy, it loses the kedusha arz. All havamina was sell to a goy, so the owner is not only mechuyev and shevim mitzvah. It's not mechuyev and shumas. Not mechuyev. So it doesn't become tevel. So if I buy it, it doesn't become tevel when I buy it. If when it grew, it wasn't tevel, so it shouldn't become tevel later. That's a chuvas arosh. That is a Chuvas Arash. The Rav Chaim was very opposed to the Heta Mechira. Heta Mechira was historically Rav Shmuel Mulliver. They have in the back of the Gemara, they have Chidushim from Rav Shmuel Mulliver. He was the Rav in Bialystok. It was not a gigantic metropolis, a big city in Europe. So he visited Baron Rothschild. And all day long, people were pestering Baron Rothschild. She gave money to this and to that, to the other thing. All day long, he had no dicks. So he came also, and he had this bug. We should make a yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, and he should pay for it. Baron Rothschild should pay for it. So he accepted it, and he said he wants to send 10 Jewish families to Eretz Yisrael. They should start a farm and do avodah zakah. So he was excited. So the whole story. So the Baron Rothschild sent his gabbai to the train station. They got 10 families, and the 10 husbands were going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to start a farm, and if it works out, then the wives are going to come half a year later, something like that. So when the gabbai came to the train station, there were 11 people there. So he said the baron only agreed to pay for 10 people. So he said, but we need a minyan. So if one guy's going to have a cold one day, he said, we won't have a minyan. You have to have 11 people in case someone is sick, so we'll have a minyan without him. So they told the baron. So he said, okay, maskin. Makes sense. They'll pay for 11 people traveling. So they went by train. They went there and so. So that's, and then the baron came and he visited their yeshuv, and he saw that every day they davened, and then they learned a little bit in the morning, and then they did avodah zakah, and he was very impressed. He gave them permission to name the moshav after his mother. His mother's name was Beatrice. Her Yiddish name was Batya, so they called the maskeret Batya. And they were from a Balabatim. Unfortunately, they're Maskeret Batya. They're not Shomer Shabbos. They don't keep anything now. But when it was originally organized by the 11 families who came from Lithuania, they're all Shomer Shabbos and Kashrus and everything. So Rav Shmuel Mulliver was the one who sent them a couple of years before Shemitah. It was the middle of the 7-year cycle. And he figured they're going to observe Shemitah, everything will fall apart. The baron's going to have to pay 10 times as much money to keep them going. So he figured we have to have a heter. So in the 1600s, the Sfaradish Gedolim who lived in Eretz, there were no Ashkenazim then, there were only Sfaradim. So the Sfaradish Gedolim came up with this heter mechira. That since the whole din of Shemitah b'zman is as only with the Rabbanon, why? Because Shemitah depends on Yovel. Yeah, that's the Gemara has it over here. Gemara has on Lamed Ches on the base. So Tosfos says Shmita's karka means Yovel and Shmita's Ksofim means Shmita. Tosfos learns that Shmita, the Bavli holds Shmita's Ksofim is only knowing in Shmita, not in Yovel. Shmita is Mishametas B'Soifim. So if I lent you money, when Shmita comes to a close, it's canceled. What if I lent you money in between the 49th year? At the end of the 49th year, and in the middle of the Yovel year, when it comes, Yovel comes to an end, it also cancels the Chayves. That seems to be a machlekes hatanoim. In the Bavli, you don't have a machlokes. In the Bavli, it only says that Yovel does not cancel chayvus. Only Shmita cancels chayvus, and Yovel does not. That's how Tosfos learned. Acha Shmita's karka means Yovel, because when a Yovel comes, Yom Kippur shel Yovel, whoever has to stay, Mikna has to give it back to the original owner, revert back to the Chamiste Achuzah. So that's called Shmita's karkois, that the karka goes back. You lose the ownership of the karka, slips out of your ownership. Shmita's, it's nishmat from your ownership, and it goes back to the original owner. And Shmita's ksafim is a term that refers to Shmita, because only Shmita is Mesham ksafim, and Yovel is not Mesham ksafim. There are other sources that seem to represent other time, Psiktis or whatever, Midrashim. There are other Tanoim that seem to disagree with the Talmud Bavli, but that's how we assume. Like the Talmud Bavli. So that's the machlokes. This is in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav and the Moed Kotan Daf Beis Amid Beis. As on the side of the Gemara, this Brisa Rebbe Yomer. So Rashi there in Gittin in the Moed Kotan Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rashi quotes the whole passage from the Torah's Kohanim from the Sifra, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. In Parshas Bahar, it starts off every seventh year of Shemitah, and then it says you observe Shemitah seven times, 49 years, and then the 50th year is going to be over. So that's a separate parsha here. You have chapter Chof Hei, has all the dinim of Shemitah in the first seven psukim. Then starting from Pasuk Ches, V'safarta Lach Hashem V'shapsa Shonim, you should count from 1 to 49, then the 50th year is Yovel. That's another paragraph. There's a stumah in between, indicates a separate paragraph. So that's a machlokes in the Torah's Kanim Rebbe. Rebbe is quoted here. Rebbe and Achacham. So Rebbe says, by Yovel it says, where's the pasuk? Ukrosim dror ba'aretz l'chol yashveho. That's in pasuk Yud. Ukrosim dror ba'aretz, you have to let the Eved Ivri go free when it comes Yom Kippur shel Yovel. L'chol yashveho. So what does it mean l'chol yashveho? It's bad, shekol yashveho aleho. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. The Liberty Bell was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to represent freedom. And then the 13 colonies adopted as a symbol of the whole Medina of the United States of America. So that pasuk, L'chol Yashveho, has the connotation, that's the Gemara, the end of Erchen, of Chav Chesan and Beis. L'chol Yashveho is man, shekol Yashveho Oleho. Towards the end of the Bais-Rishon period, when some of the Shvatim went into Golas already, so the Yovel was no longer known. There was no longer Kol Yashveho now. So there's a Machlekes in the Torah's Kohanim. Rebbe's opinion is that even though these are two different paragraphs, there's a stuma in between. Not only does Kol Yashveho apply to Yovel, it applies also to Shemitah. You only have to observe Shemitah and Atara every 70 years if you know that there's a possibility that it may lead up to Yovel. If you'll observe seven Shemitahs, then the 50th year will be the Yovel, then the Shemitah is the rest. But if you know in advance that there won't be any Yovel because you're lacking Kol Yashveho, so the whole observance of the Shemitah is only with the Rabban. That's how Rebbe says. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, Shemitah, Shemitah, you don't need Kol Yashveho. For Yovel, you need Kol Yashveho. So the Bavli quotes, we just said Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Bavli quotes Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion from the Torah's Kohanim. So the Bavli quotes in the Moikotan da base on the base and Gitan aflamevad. The Gemara is talking about Shemitah b'zman hazeh. Where the Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Raisa de Rabbanim. So the Pashta said, the Bavli says we pass like Rebbe. Usually Yocha v'ram halacha k'ram, but over here it's not. We assume halacha like Rebbe. That since the Shemitah will not lead up to the Yovel, so the whole observance of the Shemitah is only midirabbanim. So that's what the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1600s. They felt compelled to come up with a kulam because the Jews were not making a parnasa. Those were, someone that was sitting and writing Beis Yosef. Yosef Kar was sitting and writing Beis Yosef, and someone writing Lucha Doidi and Kabbalah Swarm and Arizal. They were doing everything, but they weren't making a living. And those who had farms, they weren't making a living as if there was a Baskol Min Hashemayim. The Arabs were making a living. The Arabs who had farms were making a living. And the Jews had farms, they had no Hatzloch at all. So if they would have to observe Shemitah, they wouldn't have anything, they would be penniless. They wouldn't, in the 1600s. So the Sfaradish Gedolim Sigdahans came up with this kulam that the Tosis quoted the Yerushalmi, Barotzos Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Kinyan Hafkiyah. In Eretz Yisrael proper, ain't Kinyan Hafkiyah. And that's the same thing that the Bavli said in the end of Perek HaShalech. In Eretz Yisrael, And kinyan hafkia, even for trumas and maises. And in Surya, since it's only kiddush yachid, lav shmei kiddush, the whole chiyuv Surya is only midrabbanan. So in Surya, you say yesh kinyan hafkia from the whole kedushas haaretz. You don't even have to observe the whole. That's what the Rosh said in the tshuva. The whole machlokes in the end of Perek Hashelech, where the yesh kinyan hafkia and kinyan hafkia is only midrabbanan for trumas and maises, because the tevil has to start off with a chiyuv. Has to start off with a chiyuv on the owner. So maybe I should say, since the owner is an achri, so he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of rashus trumas and maisus. So yesh kinyan hafkia. So there's no chiyuv trumas and maisus. But in Eretz Yisrael, you should say yesh kinyan hafkia for planting kilayim or for observing shemitah. No, it starts off as an iser. It doesn't start off as a mitzvah that you should say the owner of the farm is not Jewish and therefore it's not from the Shem. The whole medubah doesn't get off the ground. But in Surya, the Gemara said the same. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah. In Surya, you say yesh kinyan hafkia even for shemitah. It says to the parish in the Mishnah, even Shemitah. But the Rosh says there was never a discussion. The Rosh says in Eretz Yisrael there was never a discussion. But in Surya, you say yesh kinyan hafkia because it only has a make-believe kedusha mid the Rabbanan. It calls mine, it's owned by Jews. But if you sell it to a goy, it's mafkia the whole kedusha. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody ever held like that. That if you sell it to a goy, yesh kinyan hafkia mikdusha sa'aretz. That's that funny Rambam. We're not so sure how to deal with the Rambam. That's a problematic Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he says, if you sell to a goy, the Rambam says, "En kinyan lahafkia." So therefore, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Trumas, therefore, if you sell the farm to a goy and you buy back, you don't have to be concerned that it's a kibush yachid. What kind of kibush yachid mean? If you would have held yesh kinyan lahafkia when you sold it to the goy in the first place, it was mafkia the whole kedusha sa'aretz. Then when you buy it back, it's going to be a kibush yachid. So the Rambam says, we say, "En kinyan lahafkia." So they never cancel the Kedushas Haaretz in the first place. Mashma, the implication of the Rambam is if the din would have been Yesh Kinyan Hafkia Be'eretz Yisrael, would have cancelled the whole Kedushas Haaretz. So that's what the Rosh and the Tshuva says. There was never a Habamid. He's not talking about the Rambam. The Rosh just defining what the discussion was. He said the whole discussion only gets off the ground. And again, the Tshumas and Maisis, where the Issa Tevel has to start with the Mitzvah Safrosha. So the owner is not Mechuyev. So there never was a discussion about Yesh Kinya Meritzel Hafkir from Shemitah. But as far as Surya, the Mishnah that's quoted there, Mishnah from Zeroyim, that's quoted there in the end of Perek HaShalech, says Yesh Kinya Hafkir for Surya, even for Shemitah. Why? Because the whole Kedusha of Surya is only a make-believe Kedusha. Rabbanan calls manitz in the hands of Jewish farmers. Once you sell it to a goy, it's Hafkir, the whole Kedusha. So it was based on these Gemaras, that these Gedolim, the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1600s came up with this school. That since Shemitah B'zman is as only Midrabbanan, even in Eretz Yisrael proper, so Andinim Midrabbanan, you say Yesh Kinyan Hafkia. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel Mulliver, together with the Dayan from Warsaw, what was his name? Klepfish. Shmuel Zanvo Klepfish, I think. And the third one was Rabbi Shmuel Kutna. He was a Goyin, Rabbi Shmuel Kutna. So they all signed on, they were the three on the Bezin. They gave this heter. If the people of Maskeret Batya, in this new yishuv that they founded in the late 1800s, if they'll sell a farm to a guy, then there's room to be mekel that since the whole din of Shemitah B'zman is as only Rabbanah, because they don't have Kol Yashva Aleo, so the Shemitah can't lead up to Yovel, so the Shemitah is only with the Rabbanah B'zman Azeh, so the dinim the Rabbanah and say Yesh Kin Yonavkin. So that's where Rab Chaim thought that it doesn't make any sense. That's what the Beis Ali. Beis Halevi has a different time. The Beis Halevi has in the Tshuvas, beginning of the second chelik of the Tshuvas, he says, Yesh kinyan hafkia, if it's the Rabbanon, like Surya, it's legamre de Rabbanon. Legamre de Rabbanon. But did anybody in his right mind ever say, Yesh kinyan hafkia in Eretz Israel vis-a-vis Maisa Yerek? So he says, you never have such a Gemara. Why? Eretz Israel, the Kedusha is their Isa. The Kedusha Sa'aretz is Daraisa B'zmanazetz. Even if you hold that the Shemitah, the observance, the obligation to observe Shemitah is only with the Rabbanah, but if you volunteer to observe the Shemitah, there'll be a Kiyom Daraisa. It's Eretz Yisrael. You're right, there's no Chiyuv. You're not obligated to because Shemitah depends on Yovel, and there's no Yovel B'zmanazetz because you lack in Kol Yashvehu Aleho. But if you'll volunteer to observe Shemitah, then it'll be a Kiyom Daraisa. So he says, the Gemara never said, Yesh Kin Yalafke B'ki Hai Gavna. That's what the Beis Halevi time is. Rab Chaim had a different angle. Rab Chaim said that Tshuvas HaRosh. He said, no one ever said Yesh Kinyan Hafkia cancels the Kedushas HaAretz. Yesh Kinyan Hafkia only goes on Trumas and Maisvis because The owner, the Iker Chiyav HaFrashas Trumas HaMaisah, it's Chal on the owner of the farm. The owner is a non-Jew, he's not Chayiv more than Shevi Mitzvah. So if he's not Mechiv in Trumas HaMaisah, so it doesn't become Tevel. It only becomes Tevel if there's a Chiyav to be Mafrish Trumas HaMaisah. So that's why there was a Machlekes Yesh Kenya HaKiyav. But regarding Shemitah, no one would ever say. Regarding Shemitah in Syria, the Gemara said Yesh King Afke, because Syria is only make-believe Kedusha Zahar, it's closed minds and Jewish ownership. Once you sell it to a guy, it's neither Eretz Yisrael nor does it belong to a Jew. Why should you say it has Kedusha Zahar, it's even a Rabbah? So it'll become Chutz Lords then. So this is where the whole story began. This Yerushalmi that Taisa quotes, and it's a Bavli at the end of Perek HaShaleach, that we say Yesh Kinya Lahafkiya for Trumas HaMaisres by Rotsas HaSmuchas. It ain't Kinya Lahafkiya Trumas HaMaisres and Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa and Eretz HaSmuchas is only the Rabban. So that's what the Sfarish HaGedolim said. Whenever it's Rabban, you say Yesh Kinya Lahafkiya. And the Beis HaLevi and Rab Chaim both didn't agree. They said the whole thing is not correct. So they wanted Rabbi Yitzchak, and he was the big Poisek in that generation. He died in 1896. That's where that year they founded the Yeshivas Habitz Kochana. There was already the Yeshivas Eitzchaim. Eitzchaim is named after Valozhin. And the Yeshivas Habitz Kochana was founded later by the Jews who came from Russia, the peddlers. They gave nickels and dimes and quarters and they made a yeshiva. So they founded the yeshiva the year that he passed away. And then the two yeshivas joined Eitzchaim with the Yeshivas Habitz Kochana. So they wanted Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan to agree also. So he never heard of this. He's Svarish HaGedolim from the 1600s. So they told him, this it's in the Sefer. So he never heard of the Sefer, he never saw it. So they had to take it out of some library and they had to send it to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, who lived in Kovna, that was under the Russians. And he saw it with his own eyes. So when he saw it, that they were Mekels, he said, okay, they were Mekels. So he signed along. Then the end of the story was that the people in Maskeret Batya used to correspond, whenever they had a shayla basa b'cholov, they can't wait a month till they get a letter back from Europe. What the din is, they didn't have refrigeration. So they had to ask the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. They had to ask the Batats. Whenever they had a question of policy, how to raise their children, whatever, so they used to correspond with the Rabbanim in Europe, where they came from. So when it was coming close to the year before the Shemitah year, so they already asked the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, what should we do for Shemitah? So they said, you got to observe Shemitah. So that was the Pesach. So then after they got the Pesach from Europe, they already heard the Pesach from the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim that they have to observe Shemitah. There's no such thing as a Hefter Mechir. So the Baron Rothschild was very upset. What do you mean? The Rabbanim who founded, Shmuel Molov was the one who wound them up, that he should pay for it. They came up with a heter, so why aren't they working this year? So he was very upset. He didn't want to send them so much money. So he didn't, so that year, I think he didn't send the doctor who used to come to take care of the babies. Right. Didn't send the doctor, so some of the children died, and some of the babies died, and it was a disaster. And then the Badats told them, next Shemitah, you better go for the heter mechir. But they said, we don't want to touch it. Go to the Rav in Yafo, he'll do it. So there was a big tzaddik in Yafo, the one who put out the Siddur HaGrah. I've told you, here it's a big mekubal. So he did the Hefter Mechir. He did the Mechir. And then when he passed away and they needed a new Rav in Yafo, so they took Rav Kook. So that was one of the conditions of the job. People think that Rav Kook invented the Hefter Mechir. He didn't invent it. It was from the 1600s. Whoever is the rabbi in the young Israel of Flatbush has to supervise the Flatbush Erev. That's part of the job. Whoever's the rabbi in the Jewish center has to supervise the Manhattan Erev. That's part of the job. Whoever's the rabbi in Yafo, that's the job. You have to supervise the Hetter Mechira. So Rav Kook was taken to be the Rav in Yafo. That was part of the description of the job. He has to supervise the Hetter Mechira. He wasn't thrilled about it at all. He encouraged everybody to observe Shemitah, not to go for the Hetter Mechira. And then when he died, I think he died from cancer. I'm not sure. He suffered a lot at the end. And he told people, Mekurabim, that he says, maybe he's suffering because he did the Hetter Mechira. Maybe that's why he deserves to suffer at the end of his life. But this is what it's based on. It's based on the Hetter Mechira. It's based on this Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes, and the Bavli in the end of Perek HaShaleach, where the Bavli and Yerushalmi both make such a distinction. If you're dealing with Trumas HaMaisah, Deraisa, and Kinyan Hafkiah, if you're dealing with Trumas HaMaisah, the Rabbanon, then yesh kenyan afkir. But that's Rab Chaim and the Beis Halevi both said it doesn't really say. The Raisa versus Rabbana says Eretz Yisrael versus Aratzis Asmuchas. Eretz versus Surya. That's a different story. Aratz Asmuchas and Surya, we consider it Eretz Yisrael midirabbana because it's in Jewish ownership. Once you sell it to a guy, so there's no reason you should declare it as Eretz Yisrael. It's a different word. Here you're talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael to a goy, it's still Eretz Yisrael. So that was the whole hullabaloo. That was the whole machlokes.
Wasn't the second kibbutz more than the first? Because it was not through military means?
Yeah. And the first kedusha was based on kibbutz, so when there was the kibbutz away from the Jews, the kedusha disappeared. The Rambam explains that. And the second kedusha of Eretz was not based on kibbutz, so that was not undone when the Roman soldiers conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. And the kibbutz was undone. The kibbutz was done by the Hashmonaim. But there was kedusha Eretz for a few centuries before the Hashmonaim, from the days Ezra and Nehemiah came. There was very kedusha Eretz. So the kedusha didn't depend on the kibbutz, so it didn't disappear when the kibbutz was undone.
So today it's it will be the Eretz, not Eretz?
Yeah,
if you say that,
kedusha saritz will be in the Raisa today. The only question is, we paskin like the Rambam that trumas and meisus bezman hazeh afilu b'meiz v'nechemia is only midirabbanan. Why? So that's a question. Why? So the Beis Halevi quotes his son Rab Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva and Balozhin, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, who explained that that's not what it says in the Rambam, but he said this is what the Rambam meant. He said, because Hafrashis, Trumas, and Meisah depends on what year of the Shemitah cycle is. If it's the first year, the second year, Yemafish Meisah Sheni. If it's the third year, Yemafish Meisah Rani. And so on. And if it's the first year, the second year, it can't be Mafish Mizeh Alzeh. So you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle is. So we pass that Shemitah is a function of Yovel. So if you don't have Kol Yashvel Leo, then you don't have Yovel. If you don't have Yovel, the Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. So the Trumas and Maises is only with the Rabban, because in order to be Mafri Trumas and Maises, yes, you have to know clearly what year of the Shemitah cycle are you up to. That's not what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Trumas and Maises Bizman Azah Filibi Me Ezra was only with the Rabbanan because you needed be as Kulchem. It says Kisavoyu and you needed be as Kulchem. That Kisavoyu, be as Kulchem, that's a Gemara in Ksubis Chafei Benegat Techala. That's not been a gift to Trumas and Maisis. So they don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about Bias Kulchem. So Rab Chaim interprets, that's what he meant. It didn't mean Bias Kulchem, it meant Kol Yashvecha Aleho. It's a different pasuk though. It meant to quote Kol Yashvecha. Every so often, they have a whole list of all of the psukim. The Rambam wrote from memory the psukim. So every so often, the Rambam quoted the pasuk inaccurately. So they say here, they quoted the wrong pasuk by mistake. It didn't mean Bias Kulchem. And then Kol Yashvecha Aleho. If you don't have Kol Yashvecha Aleho, cross on the drawbars L'chol Yashvecha. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Thou should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. Kol Yashvecha Aleho. The original pasuk is by Yovel. And we pass like Rabbi that Shemitah is a function of Yovel. And we assume that Trumas and Maisa is a function of which year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So if the Shemitah is only Midirabbanan, so the whole Trumas and Maisa is only Midirabbanan. So leket shikra peya, that doesn't matter what year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So that will be their rice of this man, that they don't give to the Anim. And Trumas and Maisvis, that the Rabban, Trumas and Maisvis, if you don't give it, it'll be tevil. Leket shikra peya, if you don't give it, you're a ganach. But it won't be tevil. The food won't be treif. So this today, that's what the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch pass like that. That Trumas and Maisvis, man is only the Rabban, based on that Rambam. We pass on everything lekula. We pass on like the Rashi and Taisvis, that Trumas and Maisa only the Raisa by Dogon Tirish V'Yitza. All Peris V'Ilin is only the Rabban. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds all Peris V'Ilin is the Raisa. So we make a like the Rashi and Tesis, that the Trumas and Maisa only the Raisa by Dogon Tirish V'Yitza. And we also make a like the Rambam, that all the Trumas and Maisa is Bizbana, that everything is only the Rabban. Yeah.
Is everything that the Mishira applies today, now that the economic situation is so much better than it was 500 years ago in Tzfat?
That's where Rabbi Gorin, when he was the chief rabbi, he organized the Het Mechira. And then the first Shemitah, after he was no longer chief rabbi, so he announced, he doesn't think there's room to make any Het Mechira. All Het Mechira was only because it was a Shas HaTrak, and now there's no longer Shas HaTrak. That's what he claimed. The Sridi Yesh sent a letter to Rav Unterman, when he was the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, So he said he was the chief rabbi after after Rabbi Herzog. First chief rabbi was Rabbi Cook, then Rabbi Herzog, and then Rabbi Unterman. So this Riedeyesh sent him a letter that he printed. They carried this in the New York Times, the first page. They have a picture where the chief rabbi is selling all of Israel to the Arab sheikh. So he says, Achil Lashem, how can you do that? You make a late son, it's in front of all the goyim. He says, years ago, it was a private mechira, shashtil, no one knew what you were doing. So they made it in the 1600s, and in the early years, when Rav Kook did it, they didn't write it up in the newspapers. But they write it up in the newspapers, he thought that that's, you're making lag vakelis. Make a joke out of the whole Torah. So he thought that it's not right to use the Het Mechira now. That is a big issue. That's a big shame. Rabbi Soloveitchik said from his father, he said, the din, there's an institution of Mekir Chamemka. I can sell you, I wrote a sefer, I can sell my sefer. Someone sells the clothing, I bought the suit in the store. You can sell suits, you can sell houses, I had to buy my apartments, so the apartment belongs to me. Yeah, sell furniture. I just bought, they delivered the furniture yesterday. You can buy. You can't sell, Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not for sale. If a private person has private ownership, he has the ability to sell to an Arab. But Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is la nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim can never be sold. So, nischalka l'shvatim is in the days of Yishuv ben Nun, it was nischalka l'shvatim. And then at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishayin, there's a dit kibush mechama, that when one country wins the war against another country, even though the Babylonian armies had no right to attack Israel, but they attacked and they won the war. So they took over the whole Medina. So they canceled the private ownership of all of the people, but they never canceled the ownership of Klal Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael reverted back to be the ownership of Klal Yisrael. And then there never was a chaluk in the beginning of Bayusheni. So Moshe Soloveitchik had this chidush nifla, that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, all of Eretz Yisrael's dinik Yerushalayim, then it's lo nischalka l'shvatim. And it doesn't lend itself to selling. It can't be sold. The Torah only has a private person owns karka metaltim, can sell it. You have shutvim, they own karka metaltim, they can sell it. But if Klal Yisrael owns something, there's no institution. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rabbi Soloveitchik couldn't become the chief rabbi. Because according to his father's opinion, he had a Rambam which he interpreted as saying like that. That you can't sell Eretz Yisrael, period. So there's nothing to discuss whether Yesh Kinyan Afkiyah, Kinyan Afkiyah. There's no Kinyan, period. It's just the sale is simply not valid. There's no room in the Chumash. There's no parsha in the Chumash that gives Klal Yisrael the ability to sell the karka of Eretz Yisrael. Can't sell it at all. Forget about what Yesh Kinyan Afkiyah or not. The Gemara's discussion is a private Jew sells a private farm to a guy. Well, the Yesh Kinyan Afkiyah, but nobody has, he had a Chiddush, nobody has any private ownership in Eretz Yisrael. That's very difficult. So what does the Gemara keep on talking about? The Yerushalayim lan nischalka l'shvatim. The Gemara says when the Oyel Regolim came to visit Shalosh Regolim in Yerushalayim, they slept in people's homes, so the people who owned the homes couldn't charge any rent because it didn't belong to them. The karka didn't belong to them. So the Gemara should say, you can't charge rent anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. No hotel owner can charge rent, period, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You don't find that anymore. Gemara just says, Yerushalayim, you can't charge rent. So the simple mashmos of the Gemara is not so. I, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, cheshbon is aguta cheshbon. I don't know. So you have to give some kind of a teretz. I don't know. But the pashtus is assumed, not like he said. It's assumed only Yerushalayim is learning chalka l'shvatim and therefore doesn't lend itself to be sold. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael does. Yeah. So this is an important tesis. So again, number one tesis quoted the Yerushalmi that the things in the Mishnah, the things that are listed in the Mishnah didn't list challah because challah is not noig b'shalakum. But all the three things in the Mishnah are noig b'shalakum, including chorosh. So that's what the Bir Agro says. That's beferish against the what's his name? The Bach. The Bach was quoted by the Bir Agro. He says it's against beferish, against the Yerushalmi. Tesis shows based on Yerushalmi that Chodesh is Noig B'Shalakim. Yeah. Then Tesis also points out Orlo is Noig B'Shalakim. How do you know? Orlo means if you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, so the first three, if anything grows, the first 3 years is also Bachil Bano. Then the fourth year is a din of Netar Revai. Kerem Revai, Netar Revai. Yeah. So Tesis shows from the Yerushalmi that Orla is Noig B'Shalakim, otherwise it shouldn't be listed in the Mishnah. And Tesis has another Raya. Tesis says, about 10 lines from the bottom of this big fat Tesis, they say, V'chemash melekamon daf lamet ches amebeis. They have in parentheses. V'chemash melekamon daf lamet ches meis de ko'amar. The Gemara says, Sofek Orla b'eretz Yisrael is osur, and Sofek Orla b'chutz l'oretz is mutan. So that's what the Gemara said. There was a machlokes where the Orla b'chutz l'oretz is midirabbanan, Mehilchas Medina. Mehilchas Medina means it's Rabbanan. Or it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So it's usually assumed that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. We spoke a little bit yesterday. So the Gemara says, what's an example of Sofek Orla b'chutz l'oretz as mutter? Yorid v'lakeach, I can go buy fruits. I don't have to ask the owner of the farm when the trees were planted. V'vach l'yirena, locate. On every tree, you're probably going to have a sign that says when it was planted. So if I'm going to see the guy plucking off on this tree, and I look at this sign, and the sign says it was just planted 2 years ago, so then I know that it's Orla, then it's Badei Orla. But if V'vach l'yirena, locate, I didn't see the guy plucking off from the tree, so if it's Sofek she'efshel levar bekal, usually a Sofek she'efshel levar bekal, we say Sofek derabbanan lekula. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Sveka derabbanan lekula doesn't apply when it's a Sofek she'efshel levar bekal. You make a phone call and you find out what the facts are. You look on the internet and they tell you what all the ingredients are. So you can't say Sofek derabbanan lekula. You don't know what the ingredients are and it may be that it's kosher, so therefore it's mutter. That's a Sofek she'efshel levar bekal. So you don't say Sveka derabbanan lekula. But Sofek orla b'chutz l'oretz is mutter is even more lekula than a Sveka derabbanan lekula. The Gemara originally starts off, Bishleim, if you hold that orla b'chutz l'oretz derabbanan, then you understand why Sofek orla b'chutz l'oretz mutter. But if you hold halacha l'moshe misinai, how can it be Sofek? Because lekula, the Gemara says, kach nemar halacha. But the truth of the matter is that even if you hold orla b'chutz l'oretz is midrabbanan, you still have to say it's a special kula. Because Sofek derabbanan lekula normally doesn't apply when it's hefshel levar bekal. And here, even hefshel levar bekal, a Sofek kol dehu, any slight Sofek is lekula. So Taisa says, the case that the Mishnah, Gemara quotes on Lamaches from the Mishnah, Yorid velokeach, I'm buying peris from someone else. Who am I buying the peris from? From a Jew or from a non-Jew? I'm buying a chutz l'oretz. Sofek orla b'chutz l'oretz, what's the case? Yorid velokeach, I go and I buy fruits and I don't ask, hefshel levar bekal, I don't ask and I don't look which tree he's plucking it off from. If I see he's plucking off in the tree, it has a sign and says it was just planted 2 years ago, then it's a vaday orla. So Tosfos says, who am I buying it from? Obviously it grew on the farm of a non-Jew. Why is it obvious? If it grew on the farm of a Jew, so the Jew is selling another Jew, Orla, it's also Bahana. He's not allowed to sell Orla. Orla is also Bahana. And if I sell, let's say by mistake, I cooked some basa b'cholov, and then I want to sell it, so I'll sell it to a guy. A guy is going to pay me money for it. So if he pays me money, I'm getting hana. Dibi orla disra halo osa limkor halo osa limkor. The Jewish owner of the farm who grows the orla is not allowed to charge money. Why? Because if you sell basa b'chol, if you sell orla, then that selling it and getting paid money for it, that itself is a violation of the surah hana. So Tosfos says halo osa limkor. If the farm belonged to a Jew where the orla grew, so he's not allowed to sell it to another Jew. The demei orlo asurim. What do those three words mean? Demei orlo asurim. Tfisas damim. So that's a Mishnah. It's not so. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak says, if a man is mekadosh anisha b'shove kesef, it has to be a shove pruta. But if it's isuri hano, it's not called shove pruta. So the Mishnah gives you the whole list of all the isuri hano. And so on. Gives you the full list of Yisuri Hanon. So then it says, and what happens if I sold Basel B'cholov and I got paid money for it? Then I take the money, I'm a Kaddish and Isha. So the din is that all Yisuri Hanon are not types of the Mayim, with the exception of Avodah Zarah Tefes is Damer, and Hegdish's Tefes is Dama. My Shani's Tefes is Dama. Okay.
Esnan
Zaina? Esnan Zaina is not Typhus Dom. I mean, I gave an Esnan Zaina to the Zaina, then she sells and she gets money. No, there's no Din of Typhus Dom. Tfisas Domim is very restricted. So, what does Tosfos mean? That the Demei Orla Asurim, if I sold Orla and I got paid money, so I'm not allowed to get Hanor from the money. That happens to be Rashi Shita like that. Rashi Shita is if I sold bas b'cholav and I got paid money, even though it's not Tefes Dama, but if I'm going to use that money to buy something, so I'm getting Hanoah now. So I'm not allowed. The money is, the Cheftza, the money is Muta b'Hanoah. But if I'll use the money to buy something, that means I'm getting Hanoah from the bas b'cholav that I sold. And the bas b'cholav is also Hanoah. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Taisa's hold that it's not true. That even if you sold basa b'cholav, you sold arla, once you sold it, it's not teifas damav, so you're allowed to use the money. So what does Taisa mean? Dmei arla asurim? I don't think they mean to allude to that Rashi sheet in the end of the second verse. That Taisa's all over Shas and Chula and other Masech, they always disagree with that Rashi. They mean dmei arla asurim, you're not allowed to sell arla. You're not allowed to sell. If the farm where the arla grew belongs to a Jew, ibi arla di Yisrael, also limka. It's also limka because you're getting hanoah. If you sell orla and get paid money, that's does say it's getting hanoah from the orla. The may orla asurim, you're not allowed to take the may orla. If I sell orla, I get paid money for it, then I'm getting hanoah from the orla. That's what you're not allowed to do. That's the pashim shat and tesis. They don't mean that it's teifas damim. So then tesis raises an issue that the roiv in France, where the Balei Hatzeres live, the roiv of the goyim who had farms where they had trees would be do havracha. They would pull the branches down. They wouldn't break off the branches. They would pull the branch down under the earth, so it would be yonik like this. The tree is yonik from the earth, from the trunk. And if you pull a branch down, not only is it yonik through the trunk, it's yonik for the branch that's now under the ground. It has double yonik, so it's going to grow more. So they say the Rav of the Nochem did like that. So you should go basa Rav, hoyalon leilach achar ha-Rav, that the Rav of the Nochem do have rocha on the branches of the tree. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, when you do have rocha ma'akov, you start all over again, the orla. Let's say I have a tree that's already 10 years old. Have a tree that's 10 years old. I chop off a big fat branch and I plant it in the ground. That's a new tree. So not only if you chop off a branch and you plant it, it's a new tree and you have to start the first 2 years or all over again. The same tree, if it's still attached to the ground, but I pull it down under the ground, I pull it up, you also start all over again. So Taisus Frek Takasha, how do we buy fruits when they go in? We rive up the trees they used to do havracha on. Vayavrecha Sagmala means birkayim, that it kneels on its knees. So this is like kneeling. The trunk is over here, and you take a branch and you pull it down under the ground. It's like kneeling on its knees. So orla is noig b'havrocha. So how do we eat any fruits? That's Taisus Kash. So Taisus answers, if it's still yonik from the trunk, the ikenik is from the trunk, then the din of havrocha, the din that orla applies to havrocha, doesn't set in. Only if it's the main yonik is a. If I chop off a branch and I plant it in the ground, that's a new tree. Even if I didn't chop it off, I just bend it over and I put it in the ground. And the Ike, and Ike is from the new location, not from the main trunk.
How are you
going to
tell that?
Oh, so how can you tell? Ha'i Avruach HaKodesh? So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, that what? Ha'i Mandochel, the lovely day, bois lehistakule be'ape. That's what they quote, the last two lines. The Simoncha, the Yerushalmi gives that simon. Ha'i Mandochel, mechavrei. I don't make a living, and someone else is taking care of me. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that the psychological gemenigolim is I'll be embarrassed to look the guy in the face. But if I make my own living, I already graduated. I'm not embarrassed to look him in the face. So the Yerushalmi says the same psychological umdin that applies to human beings applies right to the trees. So when you have the ike yinike is from the main trunk. And then I did have rochets kneeling in the ground, and there's a little yanika there. But the ike yanika is from the trunk, so the new stuff that's growing will not be facing that direction. It'll be embarrassed. It'll look the other way. But when it's facing that direction, it's biyodua, and it's no longer yanik from the original trunk. Haiman dochel the labdi day boys listakule biape. He's embarrassed to look him in the face. In the Medrash Kliyas for him, they write that that's pshat when Yaakov Avinu tells his wives. What does that mean? He says, I can look your father in the face now because he's not supporting me anymore. I'm supporting him. And then I like this Malsham, not like it used to be the first when I first came, he was supporting me. I'm supporting him now. So I'm not embarrassed to look him in the face. I can look in their face. Yeah.
Is this
Tosus
disagreeing with the Ran that
Safi
Arlan Khusar is mutter even if it's a Safi with a very small mir and there's a robe the other way? Because Tosus says Kavalan really have a robe that it would have been Arlan.
I don't know. You got to think about that. Could be. I don't know. Here it's a Sofik and Metzias. I don't know. The Ran is talking about Sveik and Adina. I don't know. The Ran says, why is Kol HaMekel Bar Tzalachim Masa B'chutz L'Aretz? So he says, whenever you have a Machlekes and we pass Kamama, it doesn't mean that the other sheet is wrong. It's considered a Sofik Kol Dehu. We don't follow that sheet, but it's considered a Sofik Kol Dehu. Maybe it's right. When it comes to Orla B'chutz L'Aretz, he says, Kol HaMekel Bar Tz, if there is such a sheet, it's a Sofik Kol Dehu. But would the Ran say it even a Sofik and Metzias? Also, you wouldn't go Baser Roif. I don't know. Got to look in the Ran to see. It's the Ran over here, at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin. The Ran is over here. I don't know. Anyway, these are famous Tosfos. They brought up a lot of issues here. Okay. Then the Gemara had a Sofik here from the middle of the Amud. Lam Zayin and Aleph, right in the middle. Chutzman or Olav Aklam. The Gemara is not sure what did Reb Leza mean in the Mishnah. Leza says Af HaChodesh. So the Gemara comes to the final conclusion. He's lechumre. He's telling you not only Orla and Klima noig and Chutz Laretz, Chodesh also noig and Chutz Laretz minat Torah. Chodesh and noig and Chutz Laretz minat Torah. Why? Because the pasuk says Mechol Moshe Seichem. So the word Mechol Moshe Seichem means wherever you live. Wherever you live, anywhere in the world. How does it go? I forgot already. So apparently over there it says, B'chol Moshe Seichem. So the Moshe Seichem means, Afilu B'chutz L'Aretz. So that's where Ableza holds. The Tanakhama disagrees, and he holds, no, the B'chodesh B'chutz L'Aretz is only the Rabbanan. So what did the word mean, B'chol Moshe Seichem? So it's a fundamental machlok. Tanakam says no. B'chol Moshe Seichem has the connotation only Chodesh and Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh B'chutz L'Aretz is only the Rabbanan, and B'chol Moshe Seichem means that the din of Chodesh sets in Eretz Yisrael only after the Yudalat Shana, after the first 14 years of Kibush V'Chiluk. Before Kibush V'Chiluk, so the mitzvah of Chodesh doesn't apply. The Gemara of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was only after Kibush V'Chiluk, after the 14 years. There was no Haprashas, Trumas, and Marsis until the 15th year. And the Rambam explains there was no Shemitah. The first Shemitah was the 21st year. The first 14 years didn't count. There wasn't full Eretz Yisrael. And the first Yovel was not the 50th year. The first Yovel was the 64th year. Again, the first 14 years didn't count, and everything began year number 15. So that's the Machlokes over here. When it says, by Chodesh, B'chol Moshe Seichem, so Reb Leizer says what it means, all over the world, wherever you happen to live, Chodesh B'chutz L'Aretz is Deraisa. B'chol Moshe Seichem. And the Chachamim disagree. They say, no, B'chol Moshe, Chodesh is only Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh B'chutz L'Aretz is only the Rabbanan. And B'chol Moshe Seichem means, in Eretz Yisrael, after Kibush V'chilik. It doesn't even begin till after the 14 years. Okay, we will stop here. We'll be later tomorrow. We'll continue from Lamed Zayinam and Aleph. Yeah, a couple of famous topics here. The end of the talk. Tomorrow, I think, is a
regular day.
Once in a while, there's something normal. Oh, there's this.
Yeah, I'm going to the code. We'll see. Okay, it'll be a little late. Okay.